Houthi rebels. The group's targeting vessels in the Red Sea and supports Hamas in its war with Israel. The group says it's targeting ships to try to get Israel to stop its operations against Hamas in Gaza. Journalist Dr. Miriam Francois says Yemen's one of the poorest countries in the world and doesn't think the action is justified.
These people have been decimated and we are bombing them because a couple of guys in dinghies in support for the Palestinians who are having a genocide committed against them, they're objecting to that and we're bombing them. I'm so sorry your Amazon packages are delayed, but, you know, genocide, guys, genocide.
Meanwhile, 24 Israeli Defense Force soldiers have been killed in the single biggest military loss of life for Benjamin Netanyahu's army since the beginning of the war with Hamas. A blood test found to be much less invasive but as accurate as current ones has been found to spot Alzheimer's up to 15 years before symptoms. Experts think it could lead to blanket screening for the over 50s. A report claiming 6 million people in the UK would need to more than double their income to escape poverty. The Joseph Rowntree Foundation called the problems deep-rooted. Greg Marsh is a money-saving expert.
The challenge for families in those deep poverty contexts is that they often can't change providers of their services. They can't find a cheaper deal. They can't move between one credit card and another. They're stuck where they are. And so it's particularly hard for families in those tough situations.
In sports, Novak Djokovic is into the 11th Australian Open semi-final. The 10-time champion beat American Taylor Fritz in four sets in a match which lasted almost as many hours. And finally, a new race in Madrid has been added to the F1 calendar for the 2026 season until at least 2035. Part of the circuit will include the Spanish capital streets. It's not hosted an F1 Grand Prix race since 1981. That's the latest.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
All right, let's have a look at the weather for today. Is it any better than yesterday? Let's see. 13 degrees, light rain and a fresh breeze, so it's going to be pretty overcast. There will be some winds picking up this afternoon, actually into the early evenings from about sort of 6 o'clock, 40 mile an hour up to 50 mile an hour winds overnight by the looks of it, and it will be on and off raining for most of the day as well. Temperature tonight going down to 9 degrees.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Very good morning to you. It's me, Michelle Ward, here for the next 3 hours with Eat My Brunch. Thanks very much to Mikey Poulter with The Breakfast Show. He'll be back to do it all over again tomorrow morning. So you've got me sat here feeling pretty warm, actually. It's that I think the weather's taken a bit... Well, the weather in the heat has been a lot better. Also, I do now have central heating, so I'm basking in my central heating. And I had a bath yesterday as well. A little soak. A little soak. Which was nice. Eases up the muscles. I didn't do too much yesterday. I did have to get a little bit... what did I get? I got a little bit of shopping. It was really boring yesterday, but grateful to be here anyway. But, you know, it wasn't... I didn't do the things I was meant to be doing. Which always seems to be the story of my life. I'm not doing the things that I'm meant to be doing. So it's a bit naughty of me. Anyway, very good morning to you if you're listening out there. I know loads of you listening to the show because I can see the numbers on the screen. So good morning to you. If you want to get in contact with the show, you can. It's radio@phoenixfm.com. Now, I've got a busy show today. Loads of fantastic music, including a couple of first plays as well. Looking forward to that. And also, I've got my guest in the studio at 11:30. I'm going to be talking to writers Janet Howson and Lisa Horner to talk about their new book, It Happened in Essex 2. Ooh. We'll find out about It Happened in Essex 1 as well. We'll be talking to them about 11:30 today. Also, we've got a new feature called Classic Track of the Day. And today's, it is Rob's Classic Track of the Day. And we'll be doing that about 11:05 this morning. So if you want to get your classic track and maybe a little bit of, you know, why it's your classic track, why you enjoy it. And it's your classic tune that you go to and you go, yeah, that one I love. And there will be more than one of them. Definitely. It's weird, isn't it, with songs? They can take you right back to a moment in time. and you can be there again at the age you were. You just have all these memories come back. Music is, you know, superb. I know they use, you know, music a lot in, you know, care of dementia and things, because a lot of the patients can remember all the lyrics. Isn't it strange? You can hear a song that you might have heard 20 years ago, or possibly 40, 50 years ago, and as soon as you hear it, you go, you couldn't remember it if you were trying to write it down, but you can sing along with the song. It's like some famous adverts are a bit like that as well, aren't they? Where you sing along. Now, I do have a question of the day. Whether or not you want to get involved with it, you can. It's on Eat My Brunch on Facebook, or you can drop me an email at radio@phoenixfm.com, or drop me a message on Messenger. Let me know. Question of the day. What are your thoughts on the UK at the moment? Is it the best place in the world to live? Would you move elsewhere if you could? So, there we go. What are your thoughts on the UK at the moment? Is it the best place to live? Would you move elsewhere if you could? I suppose it depends on what part of the country you live in as well. And how it's, I think here is so expensive. There are things here that are so, so expensive. And that's the issue, is whether it's, you know, buying a house and these horrible... You know, when you're an architect, you must go and study and you do all these beautiful creations, and then you end up building the blocks of flats like they're building in Brentwood, which are an eyesore before they've even begun. Have you seen them? Oh, my word. Awful. Just awful. They're like square boxes with a balcony, but they're square boxes. There's no... They're just square boxes, and they're probably as small as they can get away with making them. So you come in and you're literally out the other side of the flat. That's, I really hate that about the building situation in the UK. They should be able to build some decent houses with that look nice on the outside for not adding too much money. I don't understand why they build these, you know, even with flats, you can build something this, you can build something modern or build something that, that just looks not futuristic. I'm talking about has a little bit of, you know, class to it, a bit like some of the buildings you get in London, like the old ones. Not like, I don't mind modern architecture. But it's like when they've got lack of thought. It's like red brick, you know, some sliding door windows, whatever, bifold door window, and that's it. There's nothing else. Horrible. I'm on one already. What's the time? It's only 7:10. She started off already. I can't help myself. That's a shame. We've got brand new music coming up from Mel Gaynor this morning with a track called Run. And looking forward to playing that, plus lots of other tracks. But it's Run is going to be his the track. I think it's Run. Hopefully I've marked it down correctly. So I can't wait to play that. He is a renowned drummer, one of the best known and renowned drummers in the world. Mel Gaynor has sold over 60 million records during his 35 years with rock superstars, the legendary force is Simple Minds. Wow. He looks good on it, I can tell you that. He looks very good on it. In fact, as I've been talking about him, I think we should start off this start of the show with his track. This is Mel Gaynor. This is a brand new track, and it's called Run. The guy, the drummer, on the Simple Minds albums. Mel Gaynor, here he is with Run.
I met a man the other day, trying to find a different way. He said... up with the flow, it's just another way to go, he said. There's nothing more to say, pack your bags and run away, think about a better way today, you
Because it's radio. And it's local.
I love local radio. It's like spending time with a friend.
It's murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know, I know. About your kind. And so, and so, and so, and so, and so, and so, and so. I'll have to play.
Back because of Saltburn. I've still not seen it yet. I'm a bit too scared. I will, though. I definitely will. Now, I'm just wondering what's going on here. Can you hear that noise? It's me. I'm opening some post. Oh, it's a Christmas card. Who's it from? Let's have a look. It's a Christmas card. Dear Michelle, happy Christmas, wonderful new year. Love, Stephen. Looking forward to new music from you in 2024. Oh, thank you. It got here. He did say to me he sent me a Christmas card. Do you know what? It's nearly a month ago since we were getting all ready for Christmas. What is it, the 23rd? Wow, it's gone so quick. It just seems such a long time ago, Christmas, doesn't it? A long time ago and a very big expense probably for everybody out there as well. January is always the lean month, isn't it? Won't be doing anything, won't be going anywhere. Don't talk to anybody. It's, yeah, we've had our Christmas. Mind you, I did have a nice time, but... yeah, it was next year. Do you know what I fancy doing? I know they might be listening from Not Just Travel, who are one of our sponsors here on Phoenix FM, and they will be. They come in every month and they chat about Not Just Travel and the things that you can do and places they can organise for you to do. But I've always been chatting to them about doing a cruise, you know, booking and stuff like that. And that looks like it's a real good... I've seen so many videos about cruising. Now, I'm either going to get on a cruise and absolutely hate it or like it. But you can do like little taster cruises. That's what I fancy having a go at. But not with an inside cabin. I couldn't do that. I'd have to have something that's got a balcony because I'll get claustrophobic. But I'm thinking about doing that. I thought it just might be quite good fun to try it. But one of the nicer boats, because there's ones that are sort of, you know, a bit more luxurious, shall we say. And there's other ones that are not so, you know, a little bit, you know. Well, I don't know. I've seen some of them where you just think, I'm not sure if I want to be on a, you know, like I'd like to go on an adults only boat. And it's not because I hate children, I'm not a child hater. It's just I'm on a holiday and I don't want to hear anybody screaming. Well, you might get that with adults, but I don't want any babies or things like, you know, if I'm on, if you're on a boat, because you can't get off, you can get off, but, you know. I don't know, I fancy going. I think the thing is because they do quite a lot of food on there. I've just come back even fatter than I am now. They do normally have a gym on board, but you know that's not going to happen on your holiday.
Lock me up and throw away the key.
Here's The Weeknd.
That's how to get the best out of me. Enough force for the world to see. Trained my whole life just to be.
Phoenix FM.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
The directors and management at Brentwood Town Football Club wish to offer you an invitation. Come and join us at the Arena Brentwood and support your local team. We're your local community club and a warm, friendly welcome awaits you. Brentwood Town are looking to mount a serious push for promotion this season. Admission is only £10 for adults and accompanied children under 16 are free. Entrance is just £5 for concessions and students, and unaccompanied under 16s can get in for only £3. So join us and be part of our journey.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
I'm just reading here a little story. It says, pandemic puppies have high levels of bad behaviour, owners tell Battersea-funded study. Almost all owners said their dogs had at least one problem behaviour, such as issues of control, attention seeking or aggression. By the time the pets reached 21 months, old owners reported an average of 5% behaviour problems, while 20% said their pets had 8 or more. Yeah, you've got to be really careful. See, I have been thinking about getting a dog. You know, just to sort of be a bit company. Oh, I sound so old. And a bit company, and also to encourage me to walk as well, which I'm having a little bit of a... well, it's a little bit of a problem at the moment. Do you know what I used to... My mum used to go out when she used to walk around. I'd go, oh, come and just walk through it. And now, wherever she is, I bet she's going, see, I told you what happens when you get a bad back or when your leg hurts and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I think we've all got a funny thing with our leg. I've got other issues with my back anyway, but... yeah, I think we got, besides the double chin in my family, the walled double chin, we got the walled leg and hip, I think, as well, which is not something you want to have. It's not something you want to have, I can tell you that for sure. Yeah, anyway, puppies. A lot of people bought puppies, didn't they, during the pandemic? And then afterwards, what do you do when you go to work? I mean, you can get a dog sitter. You know what I have to tell you, actually? One of my friends, she used to have somebody come in and walk the dog every day. Okay, or one every day come in, they let themselves walk the dog, and she paid them. You know, dog walkers can charge quite a lot of money because if people are out, they can go in, make a fuss of the dog, take him out for a walk. Anyway, what happened was somebody bought her a collar that had like a little thing on it to show how far the dog had like walked and stuff. So she put it on quite innocently just to see, you know, about the exercise, and that's when she discovered that the woman that was meant to be walking the dog wasn't walking the dog as much as she said she was, and still charging her. So obviously after that she had to let it go and find somebody else. But it's bad, isn't it? Yeah, I mean, she could have said oh, I've missed it, but it wasn't just one day, this was ongoing. You know, she watched it over sort of 2 weeks on this little thing, and the dog hadn't gone out for a walk, and the girl broke down crying and said, yeah, she hadn't taken the dog out. So there we go. But yeah, I think she sort of went in there, made a fuss of the dog, and then just went back out again. Yeah. You've got, see, the thing is, you've got a dog, you have to exercise them, don't you? Even if they're little dogs, you have to take them out. But yeah, apparently puppies bought during the COVID pandemic are bad, having a little bit of bad behaviour. I like those little, I tell you what dogs you see about at the moment, they're like sausage dogs, are they? They seem to be quite popular at the moment. I've always fancied a pug dog or French bulldog. Because you're meant to buy a dog that looks like you, aren't you? Well, that's what they say. Here is Rick Astley, Forever and More. Brand new music.
You came into my life.
like a hurricane, blowing all the grief away like a storm. You were bad, but you were good. You never did the things you should. And you were wrong, but you were right. You said we only get one life, and I said you were much too much. You drove me crazy, much too much, too much for me. Now I regret it, 'cause you're gone, 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 like the summer goes at the end of September.
And Sign of Crows in the Dead of Night. Brand new music. Loving it. Independent music at its best.
Thank you.
that is Rogue Effects and Sign of Crows with In the Dead of Night, and that is out now. If you want to find any of the music that I play that's the new independent music, and you heard Mel Gaynor earlier, he obviously is signed to a record label because he was with Simple Minds, the drummer, but most of the tracks are independent, the brand new ones I play on my show, and you can find out all the details, which is all the www.facebook.com Eat My Brunch radio show, or on Instagram, Eat My Brunch, and you can click on the links for the artist. If you like the song, just click on the link and try and like the artist page. It costs nothing, it takes about 10 seconds to do it, and it means a lot to the artist. In fact, if you see anyone's business that you like, or music or whatever, it's always just nice to go and just click the page or follow. It just, you know, it just it helps, because the algorithms across social media, you have to pay really for your content to be seen. It's really difficult. I mean, I had something go viral last year, which I didn't realise had gone viral actually because I'm so stupid, which was 4.3 million on a video that I did. And I said, that's a bit good. But things like that don't normally happen. Most of the times you get probably about 200 views. Depends on what you use. I love putting stuff on social media. And you have to be, the main thing is, you've got to be consistent. That's the main thing, which I'm obviously not.
Phoenix FM travel news.
No, I'm never am. Right, let's have a look at the traffic and the travel for you this morning. It was a nice journey in on the M25. No problems there, heading up towards Lakeside and coming through the Dartford Bridge. It's all nice and clear in both directions. And also heading up to the M11, no issues there. Along the A1023, it's flowing very nicely. And the Ongar Road, no issues along there. You have, let's have a little look, you've got no problems on the A12, still flowing really nicely. Rittle, I think that's Rittle Road. Let me have a little look. Looks like there might be some work going into Margaretting Road as well, so just be aware of that junction. And on the A12, ongoing is the 40-mile-an-hour speed restrictions between junctions 13 and 16, while they do the much-needed repairs to that road. And there might be some nighttime closures. Just be aware, if you're coming back late at night or in the evenings, they close sometimes that part of the A12 off to do work, and you will have to follow the diversions. In fact, a lot of the times I'm trying to do my own way home and then end up getting completely lost. In fact, one night it was horrible because I got on the A12, I was coming back and I didn't follow the diversions. I know where I'm going, didn't know where I was going, ended up down some horrible country lane that ended up turning into a dead end, and then all this mist started. You know, like when you see those films where on the top of the roof or something, you're like, don't look. And I was really scared because I had to turn around down this bottom of this. I must have driven on somebody's farm or something, and had to go back. And it was about sort of a 10-minute journey down this horrible lane with all this mist and things. You know what it's like in Essex when you get the mist. And yeah, question of the day, don't forget, what do you love about the UK, and are you looking to move somewhere else? Have you had enough? What are your thoughts on the UK at the moment? Because the UK gets getting a really bad rap at the moment. So are you happy living in the UK, or would you be out of here as soon as possible and going to live abroad? My guests at 11:30, I'm going to be speaking to Lisa Horner and Janet Howson about their new book, which It Happened in Essex 2. That's all coming up. Plus, we've got Rob Coates, his classic track of the day at 11:05. It is Dua Lipa. This is Swan Song.
I can't lie, I'm scared to open my eyes, 'cause what if I find nothing at all, nothing at all? What is the point of my lips, they don't make noise, what is the point of doing nothing at all, watching it fall?
has been. What a rare mood I'm in. Why, it's almost like being in love. There's a smile on my face for the old human race. Why, it's almost, almost like being in love. All the music of life seems to be, yeah, yeah, like a bell that is ringing for me, just me. And from the way that I feel when that bell starts to peal, I would swear.
Rod Stewart and Jules Holland with Almost Like Being in Love. Songs like that always remind me of my dad, like Frank Sinatra fan and Dean Martin and things like that. And in fact, at Christmas time, I like to put tracks on like that. And also on a Sunday as well. Sometimes I will say, Alexa, play some jazz. And sorry if it's doing that. Sorry, it's probably just turned me off. But I like, and I just listen to some, you know, a bit of jazz. Depends what comes up, but that's what I like to do on a Sunday. 10:44, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix and 98 FM. Here with Eat My Brunch from 10 right the way through till 1. Let's get some more music into your beautiful ears. Oh, no, I can't play that, sorry. Let me play this one, because I still love it. I've been playing it to death. Jungkook and Usher with Standing Next to You. I love the dance to this. I love watching all the TikTokers trying to break down the dance for people. It is amazing. Check it out.
I push up on this funk and give me miracles. Making on how we love to ride is something we control. Approves when you and I dance, so elegant in heaven.
chasing these vibes, yeah. It's when we're too ready to leave, we fight all night. Screaming, I'll testify this loving. Screaming, I'll testify that we'll survive the test of time. They can't deny our love. They can't divide us. We'll survive the test of time. I swear that I'll be fighting.
Next to you.
Cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, me, 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 make me your home.
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Leolino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012-77-71-4477 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300-999-1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full ATOL and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. Visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You're listening to Michelle.
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM.
80s flashback with Michelle Ward on Eat My Brunch.
Hey, turn on, kids. This is Ashley from Free Power, and you're listening to Michelle Ward. Eat My Brunch. Yeah.
She walked into the outdoor
yeah. I put on the back of my bike and we went riding down by old man Johnson's farm. I said, now overcast days never turn me on. There's something about the clouds and her mix. Man, she knew how to get a kiss. She wore a raspberry footprint, the kind you find in a secondhand store. It's the bottom roof. The horses wonder who you are. Thunder sounds out but the lightning sees. You feel like a movie star. This ain't the first time, ain't the greatest. I tell ya, if I had the chance to do it all again, I wouldn't change a stroke. It's baby, I'm the most. But a girl is fine, she was there.
I'll get up. I love local radio because it's radio and it's local.
On the hour across Brentwood and Billericay, this is